The graffiti was quickly washed away by EMU officials, who launched an investigation into who may be responsible. There were a number of protests and demonstrations on campus Tuesday, including what began as a lone one-man protest by senior Zach Badgerhouse, who stood near the wall where the racial slurs had been left, holding a sign reading, "I want answers."
African-American students are highly upset, and like this sign says, "I need answers, we need answers." Like, what is administration going to do about this? It's deeper than just taking it off the wall. So I want answers, and I want them now.
That was also the sentiment of EMU student body president Tanisha Morton, who says she doesn't feel this is an Eastern problem, believing racism begins at home.
I just want to specify that this has nothing to do with EMU. This doesn't represent the entire student body. This has nothing to do with EMU's core values. This could have not even been an EMU student. So no, I don't think this represents EMU, and it shouldn't represent EMU.
Calvin Phillips is Associate Vice President of Student Affairs at Eastern. He's been meeting with concerned students and encouraging open dialogue about what happened, and says there is always more work to be done when it comes to race relations at Eastern.
I think the university has done a good job, but we're always having room for improvement.
EMU Police Chief Bob Hayes says they are checking video cameras in the area of the incident and talking to potential witnesses. Lisa Berry, 89.1 WEMU News.